Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good Friday morning, Drew.
Good Friday morning indeed. It is a pretty day out there. The temperature is fairly warm at this hour, running in the upper 60s and 70s across the lower parts of the Midwest. I should say lower 70s. Anyway, it's very humid in some locations, so we don't have a lot of rainfall on the charts at the moment, but we'll see that change as we go forward through the weekend. I thought it would be interesting to take a step back and look at the precipitation pattern that has occurred during this work week. The majority of the precipitation has been focused on the southwestern part of the Corn Belt and maybe up in the far upper parts of the region. There's been some very heavy rain, repetitive thunderstorm activity in southeastern Nebraska, northeastern Kansas, northwestern Missouri this week. Some of those areas have seen anywhere from 2 to 6 inches, some local totals getting upwards to 8 inches. And the big concern is perhaps some of the soybean crop and that has not been planted in some of that region is going to end up not getting planted because it's getting so late. They still have a few days more of thunderstorm activity to occur out that way. Most areas east of the Mississippi River, though, have been relatively dry this week, as you know. There's not a lot of precipitation occurring at the moment, and we're not expecting a great deal until we get to the early part of next week. There will be a few random showers, though, this weekend. I don't want to make it sound like it's going to be just absolutely pristine, because that won't be the case. The showers that do pop up over the weekend are going to be very brief and light and will not disrupt farming activity in a significant manner. We still have some areas in the Ohio River Valley that are running a little low on moisture, at least relative to what's been falling in recent weeks, and we're not going to see that change much over the next few days. It will stay relatively dry or biased. In fact, most of the showers that I just mentioned for the eastern Midwest as we go forward through this weekend will be very brief and light. And with temperatures running in the 80s, it'll be very difficult for us to get any kind of a net increase in soil moisture to occur in any of that region. Now, that might change a little bit as we get into the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday period. At that time, we'll have a frontal boundary that'll work its way through the Midwest. Portions of Missouri and Illinois will start picking up on some rain on Sunday, and that will shift further to the east into Indiana and parts of Michigan and Ohio, and eventually even into Kentucky as we get out towards Monday and early Tuesday. The precipitation with that event could be locally great in a few spots. I think a lot of areas will end up with 3/10 of an inch to 8/10 of an inch. Will be some localized amounts that will get over an inch. It'll be a welcome rain for that immediate Ohio River Valley area that has been a little low on moisture recently. In the meantime, we might see a little break in all that excessive moisture out there in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt and maybe a chance for some improvement out there. But it's not going to be dry in those areas for very long. There's more rain coming up a little later next week that will likely prevent that soybean planting from being completed, as I mentioned previously. The temperatures are going to be pleasant all the way through the weekend. In fact, for a big part of the next week, we'll see a lot of 80-degree highs coming up. This weekend may not be quite that warm. We'll see highs running mostly in the upper 70s to lower 80s. As we get out towards the Sunday through Wednesday period, I think everybody will be in the 80s. And we'll see good drying conditions in between what little rain will fall, and some areas will firm up more significantly than others. But remember, we've got that frontal system and the rain coming across the Midwest there Sunday through Tuesday that will help to limit any drying that does occur across parts of our region. Our low temperatures at night are likely to fall back into mostly 50s and 60s, and the 50s are going to be up there across the northern parts of the Great Lakes region, so mostly 60s in the lower Midwest. Might even a couple of mornings there where temperatures may stay up around 70 degrees, but we won't be that warm for very long. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.